Je hond dat zal de gist. Die gaan les zelf wat bij de beer, dat die eggs, de goede eggs, dat niet op any time. Zo'n niet cold maai, zo'n niet cold water. Maar het was de basis voor je. Dat die egg has a chicken and has a chicken inside it. En Rashi says that the boss of my same time. And this really now doesn't make enough meaning if the egg came from a tomato or the egg came from a tomato. The novella is the afreyach inside, the chicken side called the novella, so that's the time. So if it's albo tomato loy, but the egg just came from a tomato, then it doesn't give up at any time. So I used to have a question of that. It says, Beitzim tomatoes, shesholkon in Beitzim tomatoes. So you cooked up eggs that came from an oif tol with eggs that came from an oif tomato. It's just killing Yeshpen Benoy Saint Tam Kulamasuris. Like if you have enough big Beitzim from Tanea to give off Tam, and the other ones, they're all also. So you see that the eggs do give off taste. Smur says, no, Hochinam here also, I'll tell you about Beitzim Safraya. We're talking about these eggs have a chick inside it. Therefore, it's the chick inside that's giving off the taste, not the actual egg itself. Smur says, they might call it Tanea, so why do you call it the Beitzim Tanea? Of course, it's not really called Tumeya. It could even be a Beitzim Tumeya, as long as it has a Efreich inside it. Someone says, yes, Kivan, the Yisper Efreich, since it has an Efreich inside it, Korolo Tumeya. That gives it a shame Tumeya. That's called a Beitzim Tumeya. Someone says, no, the Kiyas Napshat. For a Midik Tony Sefer, since it says in the Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Beitzim Shosholkun, if you cooked up eggs, the Nimtza Efreich, Biachos in him, and if one of these eggs you find is a chick inside it, if so, now it says, "Im yesh behen b'nei sein tam kulum asuras." If there's no sein tam here, then they're all also. So mash, but only the sefer talking about there's a chick inside it. Mechlau the reisha, the first part of that mishnah, the rest the afreich. There's no afreich askinun. And still it says aloch. It's totally b'nei sein tam. To see it even without this. So mechlau again the reisha, the rest the afreich. As in mash, but the reisha talking about there's no afreich. So what does it maybe no? Could be both talking about only because there's a chicken inside it. And Perusha Koma Farish, and one explains the other. Beitzim Tahirisha Shokan and Beitzim Tmeis. They cooked up kosher eggs with trefer eggs. So it says what in the Rashim, Yesh Ben Benay Saint Tam, Kulamasuris. If there's not eggs there, no, they're not 60 times, or since 61 times Heter against the Yisrael, then there are Suris. Ketzad, what's the case that the Talmudic egg gives off taste? Kagon Shokan, and how would they cook them up? The nymphs are fresh the other, and you found an afreich in one of them. So that's the case. But in a family without an afreich, it could be its mutter. Because an egg itself, even though it's tamei, it doesn't give off taste. And the Gemara says, Hoch, you never must have this svar also. These saga, what's the difference between these saga baitach? Reisha, the less b'afreich, the reisha on my word is no afreich. It is so harsh that the less b'afreich, asuron, the yis b'afreich mi boi. Mandach in a case where there's no afreich for the tzosa, so for sure in the case where it has an afreich. Like what does the sefer have to say it for? So could that be proof to say that the sefer is only explaining the ratio that they're both talking about where they have an afreich, and that's why it's tzosa. But otherwise, an egg itself doesn't give off taste. It could be the pshat is only when the egg has a shell around it. When it has a shell around it, then we say the taste doesn't go through. It could be if it's a peeled off egg, then it could be the taste does go through. Someone says, no, maybe there's no proof. Imi shomho, of course, for this reason alone, you there's no proof. I'll tell you, Tony Sefer Legluya Rasha. It says the Sefer to Megala back to the Rasha. Shaloi Taimar, I do not say that Rasha is Befreich. Avalef Befreich, Sharia, just the opposite. Don't think the Rasha, only talking about whether there's a chick inside it. But if it's a pure egg, maybe then it does not give off time. Therefore, Tony Sefer is Befreich. In the Sefer, it says the case is, where there's an afreich, a chick in the egg. Mechla, that could be a proof to Reish, less than afreich. That the Reish is talking about clearly where there's no afreich inside, the pure egg. The filuhochi, asira. And still it could be also. So Kopon, there's no clear proof, but Kopon, that's the way he holds. That's where we hold also. That the egg alone does not give off tam. It's only if there's an afreich inside the egg. But otherwise, an egg itself doesn't give off tam. Who then it could be if there's a blood spot. A blood spot also maybe could give off tam. A blood spot is also called like an afreich inside it. A tap toy says, Vuadin Bishar Vinimsa Bordam. If you find an egg that has damn blood inside it, Tishar Betichla Bekula. Yeah. A toy says, Akhila, Vuadin Bishar Vinimsa Bordam. If you find an egg that has damn blood inside it, Tishar Betichla Bekula. Yeah. A toy says, Akhila, Vuadin Bishar Vinimsa Bordam. If it's made, she could first face this out, but if it's a peeled egg, a shelled egg, then maybe it is also. So Agamemnon was talking about clearly where it has a shell around it. But without the shell, it would give off time, and there would be an egg that has a blood spot in it, it would also give off time. That's why some people have the meaning they never cook less than three eggs together. Because then even if there's time of blood in one, be bottled in the other ones. Yeah, call for the rice will be bottled. Right. The Agamemnon says, Ahu Kizeiso Tarbo. It was Kizayis worth of fat. Who Kizeiso Tarbo of tray for fat. The north of the Kulu the Bisra fell into a pot where someone was cooking up meat. So Kulu Shalu, is a nice in time there or not? So several of us, Lishure Bema de Bola de Kulu. He thought to say, let's be Mishayur, how much went inside the pot also. Kamo de Bola de Kulu. So here Rashi speaks out, it means to say, let's say the heter, let's say the meat. So don't only be mishai the meat the way it looks right now, but other rabbi, when you first put in the meat, it was much bigger. So what happened to some meat? The time of it went into the pot. So you thought to be mako to look into the pot. So therefore, you can mishai how much the meat was from before. So that'd be a bikula. On this note, all malay rabbon ravash, rabbon ravashi, author the Tera Bola, the Yisrael Bola, what do you say that for? Do you think to say only the Hetadika meat, that's what got dissolved inside the pot, and not the Yisrael meat, the same thing. If you look at the way Yisrael is now, why? When it first came in, there was much more to it, so that part got dissolved in the pot. So the same way the Hetad got dissolved in the pot, the Yisrael also. So Rav Nachman, we always be Mishai the way it comes to us right now. The way we see it right now, that's where Mishai, you need 60 times, against the Issa that we have right now. Because both the pot is bola from both the Terah and the Issa. Now the Gemara says, Ahu palga de Zesa. There was a half of a kezayis, the tarb of fat. The north of the kul of this also fell again into a pot of meat. We're cooking up the pot of meat. So Sova, they thought to say, Sova ma baravah shilish urei bitlosin palga de Zesa. He thought that to be makel here, it's enough if it went against 30 half a kezayisim. Even though it's only 1 of 30, so soon Havimir could be thought to say, since it's only a chatzi shiur, it's only a chatzi kezayis, he Havimir was not also midiraisa, so it could be mekel as long as 30 times against it, it's bottle bereit, it's bottle the tam. But this no, Omalayavu, the father said back, no, lava milcha, didn't I tell you, le tizalza bishurin rabbanon? First of all, even if it would only be also midirabbanon, so what? The mice is also tita's fat, so you can't be mizalza, can't go lenient here. Bitla Brahib will soon say you have to have 60. Here you only have 30 times again, so it should still remain Essa. That's one question. And Viyoy, secondly, Yom Rabbi Yochanan Rechonim says that Chatzi Shir is also in the Torah. Even though you don't get Malkus on the Chatzi Shir, like here, you're only eating a Chatzi Kezayis of the fat, but our core point, this fat is also Midiraisa. So Midiraisa now, when it falls into the meat, if it gives taste, it's also eating Midiraisa. So that you have to be machmir, only be mutter, you have 60 times the amount of how much fat fell in. But only 30 times, the vada will still be yasa. Omer Rav Shomen bar Abba, Omer Rav Idi, bar Gershom, Omer Levi bar Parton, Omer Rabbi Nochum, Omer Rabbi Rabirim, Mishum Zorka Mechad, name of one older person. Rabbi Yaakov Shmetim, Rabbi Yaakov. The what is like this, that the Vein Nisi Omer, the people from the Vein Nisi, from the Nasi's house, says, that the beitza the samech asura, if a trefetik egg falls in even to 60 other eggs, still the rasa. But the samech viyachas mutterza falls into 61 eggs, then it becomes mutter. Since the egg has a chumra that's not bottle and shishim, you have to have what? Another one, you have to have 61 against it. Yeah. The sun say why? Yeah. That's what he told him. 61 is Materis. Oh, Malay Reb Zeul Rav Shomon Bar Abba. Ro, I see Sha Tamato Bogvul Heter. You're putting the exact limit to when exactly when it's Mutter. Rashi says, Ro, Ma'atais, look, see what you're doing. Shalay Tito, don't make mistakes. The people should make Mechshalim, make mistakes over here. Be careful exactly what you mean to say. Because Sharei the Gemara says, Shnei Gedeli Hador, Lay Pirish Rosadova. There are two gedolim that said over this halacha, they didn't say clearly what it was. And that was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. That Tavayim, both of them, Mishmet Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, said the name of Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. B'tavayu mishmer de b'shu b'levi, Amr is like this, that dates b'sam echasur, if one treif egg falls into 60 hetetic eggs, still it's also. B'sam ech b'yachas muteret, but it falls into 61, then it's muter. And the bully, we had a question, what do you mean to say over there? The samach the achas b'hadi dido. Did you mean to say 60? The 61 with this one, meaning to say one egg is bottling 60? Or do we maybe know levar mino? He meant to say one treif egg has to fall into 61 hetedik eggs. Does the 61 have to be complete heter without this one? That was their shiloh. For they push it, and they didn't say clearly what they meant to say. Omar, but you're saying over now. You're saying over clearly, yes. And that's what you're saying over, that an egg falls into Samech Salasura. But the Samech Yachas Muteris, Mashma, that the one Trefetic egg is only becomes Mutter if it falls into 61 Hetetic eggs. That's what he's saying, Samech Yachas. So together it's 62. So out of these 62 eggs, the one is Tref and 61 Heterim. Vaisas the eggs, Vaisas the Sar, I think someone, the Pshat is, we're not sure exactly. Eggs have different sizes. Some are bigger, some are smaller. Even though usually it's enough just to have 60, but here you're never sure if you have exactly 60. Maybe the Issadig one is a drop bigger, and the other 60s are not really 60 against it. That's what it is. The Chumra eggs, you have to have 61. Yeah. Yeah. That's the main year. Right. Now it's a if belong to this. Omer Rabbi Chelbo, Omer Rafuna. Beitza b'samech b'yasur nechnami. If an egg falls into 60, it says still also. B'samech b'yachas. V'hi muteres. It falls in. He lost with Beya b'samech v'hi. Samech b'yachas. So you have to tell some of those here. If it falls in 60 and this one is also. But 61 and this one together, 62, then it's muteres also clear like this. So the eggs, there's a chumrah, it has to be 61 against this one trefetic egg. Hahu di osla kaim with the Rav Gamliel, Bar Rebbe, Omale abo loy shir b'yaboye b'shiva. My father, when Issa fell in, he wasn't Mishai with 47 times. V'ani yashai b'yaboye b'chomesh, I'll be Mishai with 45 times. The Shalom, what he meant to say, the chumrah, we don't pass like this. If 45 times is not enough, you always have to have 60. Rashi has two pshat. In the one pshat, Rashi says, Rashi says, Haloi bo maisa kizel afon of lemot, he only found 47 times. He was a matter of it. So Shmamina, you don't need 60. So he says, I'll be maker, I'll be matter with 45. That was one pshat. Rest another pshat, Rashi says, no. And he said, if you care, this father, Abba l'shir b'yabar v'sheva, b'tmiya. It's Abba born upon a Meister, and he had 47. He still wasn't Mavatlet, because they only need 60. So I only have 45. For sure, I won't be Mavatlet. My core point of he wasn't, and according to our second shot, like Lashon B'Tmiya. Like my father found, Issit fell into 47 times as much, and he wasn't Matarit. So in my case, only 45 times. For sure, I won't be Matarit. Having more says, who do you ask to come to Rabbi? Someone came in front of Rabbi Shimon Rabbi. Omalei. Abba loy shiba mem hey, my father was not mata something, fell in 45 times. Vani yeshab mem gimel, I should be maker with 43. Excuse me, much like Rashi's second shot. Like Avad, I'm not going to be maker now. Like if 45 is not enough, 43 is also not enough. And we'll soon see. Mahu diyos lekaim with Reb Chia. Omale, he said to Matthias, klum ye shleshim. He is there 30 times against that. So time had leke shleshim, mashmon, because there wasn't shleshim. If there's 30 times as much it, Misharinan, that you would be Mishai, you would be Makelet. So what's a kasha? We always say you need 60. Om Rav Chanina, Guzma Omar. You only said exaggeration. There's not even 30. But you did not mean to say that there would have been 30, would have been Makel. But even with 30 also still be Yasa. Now the Gemara ends off, Om Rav Chia Bar Abba, Om Rav Yishur Ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora, that Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah B'samich. Only soon should return a claim. It's only bottle in 1 in 60. Yeah. And Omer Lefon of Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchok, Rebbe Ator Mekain, you say like this. Then what? That you need 60 times. But Hoch Yom Rabasi Yom Rishur Balev Mishum Bakaporo Kol Yisurin Shabatora B'Meya. He holds no. You know, he has to be 100 times. One tray falls into 100 times, the Mazana becomes Mutter. Otherwise not.
So Rashi says Chedushim. Rashi learns Pshat Besamech. Rashi says Heich. Rashi says if you boidik it and it doesn't give off term, then it's not bottle until 60. But let's say you taste it even after 60, still it's also. So Rashi has a tremendous Chedushi. Rashi learns that even though you don't taste it anymore, still it needs Shishim. And Masnua next Gemara learn out from Zoraya B'Shela. The bottom taste, like Argus in Rashi, the bottom taste says no. The bottom taste says proof of countries. The Yavki lawyer of Tam, even case, if it doesn't give off Tam, still you need Shishim. And Toys Argus says no, if you're nearer. No, Toys holds that no. Shishim is like only like a Chumra. If we can't taste or you don't know, then you have to wait till you have 60. But in case where you could taste and you don't taste the Yisra, it could become bottle even less than 60. The Rashi's Mashmu know that you always need 60. Then also Rashi says, let's say there is 60 there and you still taste it, Avad to still be Yosa. The Mashmu of Rashi is only Yosa Midi Rabbonin. Rashi's Mashmu is the Gveas HaKosav here, that there's din bitl is totally in Shishim. If you have 60, it's bottle. You don't have 60 times, it's not bottle. But I'll call upon him when you have 60, even though you could taste it, Midi Rabbonin is still Yosa. Here, let's see. Samura says, what's my focus here? If you'd have to bottle at 1 in 60 or 1 in 100. Samura says, both of them will do the other out. Elam is Zroya B'Shelo from the Klal of Zroya B'Shelo by the oil that a Nozer brings. Like Rashi says, Zroya, that's the thigh, shall oil Nozer. A Nozer has been called an oil. Hu Hamur Mimenu, that he has to give to the Kayin. And the rest of the oil, the Bailam Kirit, it's a Korb Mishlamim. So in the Chiddush is, you cook it up together, and then you give the Zroya, the thigh, just to the Kayin. So what the Morse says, Elam is Zroya B'Shelo. This is the Postik says, for lokach hakayin es hazroya, that the kayin takes the thigh. So b'shayla, that was cooked up. The tani would learn like this. When the pasuk says b'shayla, ain b'shayla shleima, means you have to cook up the whole aisle together.